I'd like to welcome Brandon Katz. He is the owner of the Fight Sports Center. You probably already know his name, though, because he's a champion cage fighter. MMA, right?
MMA, yeah.
MMA, right. Okay, yeah. Speak into the mic. Yeah. And we also joined in studio by Kyle. Kyle, what's your surname?
Kathy, my surname is Sham.
Sham.
S-H-A-M.
Okay. All right. And you're also involved with the Fight Sports Center.
I am. I would like to think myself as the right hand to Brendan.
Okay. Very good. Okay. So the two of you, we've asked you to come in to talk to us about fitness. And I'm talking about what you do, because there's new forms of fitness coming out all the time. There's yoga. There's high impact. There's low impact. There's, I don't know. Howard talks about tapering a lot.
Oh, yes.
I think tapering is also a form of exercise if you run.
Not too long, though. Okay. I think that one.
You have to balance your tapering. Also.
Yeah. No, well, Howard's been tapering now for how long? About a year and 18 months.
Exactly.
Okay, in running terms, tapering is when you stop running before you... when you're training for a race.
Yeah, so it's that last little bit just before you step off the gas, so you recover. So
usually
you peak
days.
For the race, yeah. So you peak for the race, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so let's just talk about what Fight Sports Center does.
So what we do
are you a gym?
We are a fighting gym. So what we do is we do all the, a variety of different combat sports. We do boxing, we do mixed martial arts, Muay Thai, kickboxing.
What's Muay Thai?
Muay Thai is kickboxing. That's basically what it is. It comes from Thailand, and it was called Muay Thai in Thailand. Our trainer has spent many years in Thailand. He was on the SA team. He's had like 25 years experience, and he trains in a very traditional way. So we call it Muay Thai to differentiate it from the kickboxing fitness classes that we do as well.
It's a very authentic experience, very authentic kickboxing style.
You know what I love the most about exercising? Mm. And it's going to sound so bad, but that perspiration. When you sweat, it feels like you are clean. Mm. And I don't know why that is. Zanati?
No, I back completely me up agree here. With you. And it's sort of like your fat melting.
Mm. It's crying. That's what it's doing.
Crying.
It's crying.
Exactly.
I love how the ladies are getting in on this. I love it. Yes, perspiration. It means because I guess your body's saying, yes, you really are working out. It's releasing all those good chemicals.
But your complexion changes.
It does. Your blood vessels are again filled with blood and nutrient-rich oxygen. You're happy. You're living life.
All right. So talk to us. If Zanati and I were going to come and do a class, what would we do?
Well, we'd wrap you up. We'd put a headgear on you, gum guard.
Okay. What would we wear?
You'd probably win in the fight between you and Zanati.
He's just joking, listeners.
No, I'm kidding.
What would we wear? Do we need special gear?
No, there's no special gear. You need gloves. You need hand wraps. We have in the gym. If you don't have your own, we can use in the gym, or you can buy your own at the gym. You need to wear clothes to train in. That's it. Pair of tackies, tracksuit pants.
Trainers would be fine.
Any sort of tackies, it doesn't matter. Just don't wear slip-slops. That's not going to fly. But any sort of trainer is fine.
Okay. Could you do it barefoot if you wanted to?
You could potentially, but we have carpets in the one gym and tile in the other. So barefoot doesn't, it's not going to fly.
Okay, so you need something that's going to give you a little bit of that suspension.
Yeah, you just don't want to rub your feet. Yeah, you don't want to rub your feet raw on the carpets. That said, when you're doing, when you're doing the MMA or the Muay Thai or the kickboxing, then you work in the cage and you don't, or the ring and you don't wear shoes.
Okay, so that's the part that's confusing me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes wear your shoes, sometimes
well, it's just a good reason to get out and go buy one of those nice Nike shoes you've been seeing.
Yeah, okay. All right, so we could go shopping.
Exactly.
But to answer your question, what I think we would get you guys into is just one of our boxing fitness classes run by one of our really awesome trainers. Like we said, you're going to get perspiring. We're going to get you to hit the bag. It's going to be fun. You're going to be doing combinations. You're going to be laughing. The music's going to be going.
I want beautiful arms.
Right, so I was going to actually ask, what is the aim? Is it to lose weight or to gain muscle?
Well, the aim is to keep you exercising, right?
Yeah.
So whatever sort of exercise you do, so long as it's reasonably high intensity, you're going to get pretty good results, so long as you're working with a decent trainer.
Yeah.
So the thing is to do what you enjoy. So some people enjoy running, some people enjoy boxing, some people enjoy cycling. Whatever it is, do what you enjoy. Don't do something just for the results. Do it because you enjoy it, and then the results come, almost secondary. That's the first thing. The second thing is, yes, boxing is very good for toning up your arms.
Oh,
Cap. I think we got two converts, yeah, Ben.
But Cap, Can you be specific though? For example, no. If I don't want to lose weight and I'm like, I actually want to build strength.
Yes.
Can I be specific, and are there certain things that you guys would tweak?
Yes, definitely. So we offer classes. Classes are very much secondary. The majority of our business is small groups. Mm. The reason that we do small groups is because, you know, if there's four of us together in a group, I'm going to notice when Kathy's not there, or Carl's going to notice when you don't come, or whatever it is. So everybody holds everybody else accountable. First
That's
of
important.
All, and it's very important.
You're not so quick to bail when you know that somebody is waiting and expecting you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when everybody else starts getting results and you've been lazy, you know what I mean? It's motivating. Also, buying new stuff is motivating. So if you're thinking about doing it now, go get yourself something new in order to, you know, to kickstart your fitness thing. And that'll motivate you for a while. It'll motivate you for long enough to start feeling the benefits of it.
How big are your classes?
Classes vary. Sometimes we have 2 people in a class. Sometimes we have 20 people in a class. The classes we don't do by booking. The semi-private sessions, we max out at 6. We absolutely, unless there's a very rare circumstance, we don't go above 6. 7 seems to be the magic number. So 6 clients and 1 trainer. Everybody notices everybody. And that's why it's at that number.
And what ages? Because I've heard about, one thing that I've learned about something like osteoporosis is that when you pound, you know, through exercise, your bones get stronger.
Mm.
Also, I've noticed that as I'm getting older, did I actually say that? but as I'm getting older, balance isn't what it used to be.
Mm.
I mean, does, you know, kickboxing, fighting, does it tackle those sorts of areas?
It does. Weightlifting is better for osteoporosis.
Okay.
We got a lady in the gym. She's closing, well, my mother trains, she's over 70. We have another lady who's just, she's around 65, thereabouts. She's now, I mean, she's a small, sort of slender lady. She's much stronger. She has no more back pain. She's able to, like, she lives her life better because she's training with us. Or because she's training. I mean, you work with quality training, you get good results. She can deadlift 60 kilos, which is just about her body weight, which is excellent, yeah.
That's incredible.
So that's as far as osteoporosis goes, and we can definitely help with that, you know, again, semi-private or private sessions. Classes we will help to some extent, but, you know, if you feel like osteoporosis is already setting in, do a semi-private class. If you want to be healthy and you're worried about your future, either do a semi-private to get better results or jump in a class. That's one thing. As far as balance goes, kickboxing, I mean, if you're standing on one leg, your balance gets better. So, yeah.
Do you guys just concentrate on exercise, or do you have a function where you actually advise people on what to eat?
There's so much good information out there. You know what I mean? Like if you really want to get a good diet, we can recommend you to somebody. But, you know, there's so much, just like Google intermittent fasting and start doing that. And then, you know, start tweaking it as you're going, and you'll find everything's out there. You know what I mean? What you don't need the information. So listen, there's more diabetes now. There's more osteoporosis now. There's more heart attacks now than ever. And yet, you know, there's more good information out there. It's not the information that does it. It's the work. It's implementing what you know you should. And that's where the small groups come in handy. That's what people are paying for.
And I think that goes back to self-discipline, Bren.
Sure.
And that's what we've been talking about, you know, holding yourself accountable. It's quite hard to hold yourself accountable, but you see, that's the thing about the gym, is we're kind of like a family. And like Brendan says, when someone is missing, we are there to say, you know, come on, get back in there, back up on the horse. And that drives you, that motivates you, because then you do start seeing the results.
Because other gyms don't do.
We're a family. Actually, we really do. I know it sounds cliche, but we care about every single person. We have a relationship with them, and we're going to get you to your goals because we're working together. We're working together in a really fun environment, and yeah, you're going to feel the benefits.
That's amazing. Zanati.
I love that. I need
Can
that.
We do a class?
Yes, I
Can
that.
We come and do a class?
6 a.m. tomorrow. I'll see both of you there.
Well, she's on radio at 6 a.m. So we're going to have to find a class. But you know what? I want to actually invite other listeners
Absolutely.
To come and join us. Just Pleasure. One class. Let's just all go and do one class.
Absolutely.
Great.
20 people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Pleasure. Let's do it. First 20 though, huh?
First 20. First 20 people. A free class with Brendan and Kyle. At Fight Sports Center in Norwood.
Well, we're opening
Branch
up,
Avenue.
Yeah, we're currently in Norwood.
Yes.
We're opening up a second branch now in Bedford View in the Key West Center. That's going to be open 1st of November.
Ah,
so either one is good.
We've just been there and it looks awesome.
That's amazing. So, you know, maybe after Yom Kippur, which is next Wednesday.
Yeah,
so maybe next Thursday we can do a class. What do you think, Zanati?
No, I'm all for it.
Let's do it.
All
right.
If you want to,
let's do it Friday.
Okay. So here's the thing. If you would like to participate in this free class with Brandon Katz and Kyle Sham. It is a free, what are we going to do? Are we going to do kickboxing? Or are you going to put something together?
We've got a bunch of different trainers. So let's see what the response is like. People need to put up their hands.
First
they need to get
20 people to SMS now will get a free class, and we will work out the schedules and whatever.
Yeah, we can do everything at the same time. We have enough trainers.
Okay, so if you're interested, I need you to SMS Fight Sports Center 34519. That's the text line, and your name, and then I will pass it
34519.
That's the number. Absolutely. 34519. That's the studio number. Your name and Fight Sports Center. I will pass those details on to Brandon and Kyle, and they will coordinate.
Fantastic.
Guys, you're amazing, and thank you so much. And we will definitely be there after Yom Kippur. Next Thursday, we're going to come and do it.
I'm excited.
Thank you so much to Brandon Katz and Kyle Sham. They are from the Fight Sports Center. So, yeah, first 20 people get to come and do a free class.
Thank you, ladies.
Next Thursday. Thank you so much.